Heat pump hybrid water heaters, how they work and what breaks. How a hybrid heat pump water heater pulls heat from the air to make hot water. The operating modes: heat pump, hybrid, electric, vacation. Why it needs room air and a condensate drain. And the maintenance and diagnostic points HVAC techs already know how to handle. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A heat pump water heater HBWH, often sold as a hybrid, is an electric tank with a small air source heat pump bolted to the top. Instead of making heat with resistance elements, it moves heat out of the surrounding room air and dumps it into the tank water. The same refrigeration cycle you already know, just with a condenser wrapped around or inside a water tank instead of an indoor coil. Because it moves heat instead of generating it, it's 2 to 4 times more efficient than a standard electric tank. The hybrid part is that it keeps backup resistance elements for when demand outruns the heat pump. For an HVAC tech, this is the most comfortable water heater to service. It's a refrigeration system with an evaporator, compressor, condenser, and a refrigerant charge. How it works? A fan pulls room air across an evaporator coil on top of the unit. Refrigerant in that coil boils, absorbing heat from the air and dropping the air's temperature and humidity. The unit exhausts cooler, drier air and makes condensate. The compressor raises the refrigerant's pressure and temperature, and the hot refrigerant gives up its heat to the tank water through a condenser, often refrigerant tubing wrapped around the outside of the tank under the insulation, or a coil in the water. The refrigerant then expands and returns to the evaporator to do it again. Because it's pulling heat from the room, an HBWH wants to live somewhere with enough air and some waste heat to scavenge: a mechanical room, a garage, a basement. Put one in a tiny closet and it'll freeze the space down, lose efficiency, and lean on its backup elements. Most units offer modes: efficiency / heat pump only, compressor does all the work, elements locked out. Cheapest to run, slowest recovery, hybrid / auto, heat pump for normal demand, elements kick in automatically when you draw down hard or incoming water is very cold. The default, electric / high demand, elements only, like a standard electric tank. Fast recovery, expensive. Vacation, holds a low temperature or off to save energy while you're away. In the field, these are simpler to live with than people fear, but they have requirements a standard tank doesn't. Air volume, the heat pump needs a minimum room volume, commonly around 700 to 1000 cubic feet or ducting to / from the unit. Starved for air, it underperforms and frosts. Condensate, it makes water like a dehumidifier. A condensate drain gravity or a built-in pump is mandatory. A plug drain trips it or floods the floor, exactly like an air handler. Air filter, there's a washable filter on the evaporator intake. Dirty filter equals poor airflow equals weak heat pump. Longer runtimes, more element use. Clean it on every service. Noise and temperature, it runs a compressor and fan, so it's audible often 45 to 55 dB and cools / dries the space. Set expectations, homeowners notice both. Ambient limits, below roughly 40 to 45 degrees room air, the heat pump loses capacity and many units fall back to elements. In an unconditioned space in deep winter, it's basically running as a plain electric heater. Diagnostics lean on your refrigeration skills. Long runtime with weak recovery and an iced evaporator points at low charge, restricted airflow, dirty filter, or a stuck fan. No compressor at all to check the compressor, its controls, and whether it's defaulted to elements due to ambient or a fault. Normal values and targets. COP, typically around 2.0 to 4.0 UEF, often about 3.0 to 4.0 on modern units, 2 to 4 units of heat moved per unit of electricity. Resistance is 1.0 by definition. Room air requirement, roughly 700 to 1000 FT3 of free air or ducting for the manufacturer. Ambient operating range heat pump mode, roughly 40 to 45 degrees to 120 degrees room air. Outside that, units fall back to elements. Recovery, in heat pump only mode, slower than a standard electric tank. This is the trade-off. Hybrid mode recovers fast because the elements assist. Set point, commonly 120 degrees. Backup elements and ACO logic mirror a standard electric tank. Condensate, continuous trickle while the heat pump runs, like a dehumidifier. Common faults and what they mean. Weak / slow hot water, high bills despite efficient mode. Heat pump underperforming. Dirty filter, blocked airflow, too cold or too small a room, or low refrigerant charge. Verify airflow and ambient before assuming a sealed system problem. Iced up evaporator, low airflow filter / duct, low charge, or running below its ambient range. Same logic as any frosting evaporator. Floods or trips on condensate, plug drain or failed condensate pump. Clear it and test the float, just like an air handler, running on elements all the time. Mode set to electric slash high demand, ambient, too cold for the heat pump, or heat pump, compressor slash fan slash charge fault forcing fallback. Check the mode first, then the heat pump. Complaint: my basement slash garage got cold, working as designed, it's pulling heat from that space. Recite or duct it if the cooling is a problem. Tech tips and gotchas: it's a heat pump first. When recovery is weak, troubleshoot the refrigeration system and airflow the way you would any heat pump. Don't default to bad elements. The elements are usually fine. The heat pump just isn't carrying the load. Location makes or breaks it. The most common it doesn't work right complaint is a unit jammed in a small closet with no air. If it can't get its required air volume, it can't do its job. Fix the room or duct it. Clean the evaporator filter every visit. It's the cheapest performance fix and the most skipped maintenance item. Dirty filter quietly pushes it onto the expensive resistance elements. Condensate is real. Treat the drain and if equipped the pump like air handler condensate. Trap, pitch. Test the safety. A plug drain is a top no heat slash flood call. Expect slower recovery in efficiency mode and educate the homeowner. If they constantly run out of hot water, hybrid or high demand mode or a bigger tank is the answer, not a repair. Safety slash code notes. HBWH or electric appliances on a 240 volt circuit often 30 amps with the same T and P relief valve requirement as any storage tank IPC water heater provisions and the listing. Condensate must be drained to an approved point per the mechanical code condensate provisions. The mechanical code section 307 provide a safety where a leak would cause damage. Many manufacturers and energy codes require a minimum air volume or ducting and a minimum ambient. Follow the listing for siting. An undersized space is both a performance and a warranty issue. The backup element ECO is a safety, not a control. Same rule as a standard electric tank. Don't bypass it.